Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 32nd year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nierad. With me is co-host Chris Teague. Chris, back from a little illness last week, and so glad to see you back, Chris. Last weekend, my youngest daughter, Greta, graduated from college. I'm wondering about you and your daughters, and if you're thinking about college, putting some money away, doing all that good stuff.
We are, although we have a few years left. My oldest is going into seventh grade next year. They just had their last day of school, so they're here bouncing off the walls in the summer, but it's always fun to have them around.
Well, there's plenty of news to talk about this week, too. Chevrolet has just introduced the most powerful production Corvette ever. We'll have details on that. You won't believe the horsepower number for this new hybrid version. It's just crazy. At the same time, Nissan has unveiled an all-new version of the Leaf battery electric, and it hopes the new model will appeal to both EV and conventional vehicle buyers. We'll give you some details so you can see if it appeals to you coming up. I'm curious about Chris's take on Leaf. Meanwhile, EV registrations are stalling, tax incentives to purchase EVs are probably going away soon, and politicians and lawmakers in some states, including I think yours probably, Chris, certainly mine, are hopping mad about it. We'll detail that saga coming up in the news. And Toyota has revealed all the details on its 2026 Prius. We'll have all you need to know about that coming up. So a lot of news to talk about. Chris, what's your favorite story here?
You might be surprised to hear, Jack, it's the Leaf. I can't wait to talk about it.
I'm really interested in your take on that. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my latest book, Only One Thing Stays the Same, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at DrivingToday.com/auto insurance. That's DrivingToday.com/auto-insurance. Throw in that hyphen there. As you longtime listeners of the show know, Chris lives at one corner of the country. I live at the other. We both have been reviewing and writing about cars for years. And each week we get together to talk about cars and how you can save some money on your car. Chris, your test vehicle is what?
I almost said it was the Nissan Kicks, but it was not. It was the 2025 Chevrolet Trax, and I can't wait to tell you all about it.
Can't wait to hear about it. My test vehicle this week is the 2025 Toyota Sequoia. Our special guest this week is Sean Nguyen. He is Pennzoil motor oil and lubricant expert. He's been on the show before, so stay with us. We have tons of show for you right here on America on the Road.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
You gotta dip your chicken strips. Hey, this is Keani.
And this is Tabitha.
And a little thing we love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips
is all the different sauces we can dip them in. I like to line up all my favorite sauces so that in every bite, I have a different flavor. Then with the tenderness of the chicken, the juiciness of it, it's all there.
And for me, I like to mix my sauces so I get a little tang and I get a little sweetness all in one bite.
That's what makes it for me. Like, that's what does it for me.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Responsibly, B21.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road with Chris Teague. This is Jack Nerad back with you for news time and big news from Chevrolet. I mean, the eighth generation Corvette is going into hypercar territory with the 2026 Chevrolet ZR1X. Zrix. Huh? What do you think? It's an all-wheel drive vehicle. It has a hand-built 5.5-liter LT7 twin-turbo V8 with electric motor, 1,250 horsepower, Chris. What are your thoughts on that?
It is really impressive what GM's engineers have been able to do with this platform, starting with the, I think it was 2020 when the C8 Corvette came out. Yeah. I'm really, really, really excited about it. The price here is what's going to be the most impressive part, given the performance, but I think, you know, it's really impressive. That's all I can say. It's almost mind-blowing.
It's kind of, I think mind-blowing is a good way to describe it. I mean, 0 to 60 in under 2 seconds, I'm wondering, that's like blackout territory. The G's you pull for something like that, quarter mile in 9 seconds. This is a street car for the street, all-wheel drive, just incredible kind of stuff. Push to pass, electric assist. I mean, I don't even know where to begin. Regenerative brake, torque vectoring, like you say, just the technical aspects of this are mind blowing.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see this car come out after General Motors and Cadillac made the Formula One announcement, right? So you're starting to see some of these technologies bleed over into the Corvette. Like you mentioned, the regenerative braking, the push to pass, like those are really, really cool motorsports technologies that you don't see in even, you know, like a Ferrari. Some of the Ferraris and Lamborghinis don't have that tech.
Yeah, I mean, just the braking, you know, carbon ceramic rotors, 16.5-inch rotors, I mean, but when you have this kind of speed, you also have to have incredible deceleration. 1.9G deceleration, I mean, that's that's going to throw you back. Huge amount of downforce, all built in Bowling Green, Kentucky. It's really exciting stuff.
Yeah, the bulging disc in my neck is already starting to throb a little bit thinking about that.
Yeah, just amazing stuff. And kind of on the other side of the coin here is the 2026 Leaf from Nissan. Certainly, we've detailed Nissan's recent difficulties and what they're going through. I think a lot is riding on this. A lot more than just another electric vehicle is riding on the 2026 Leaf. What do you think about that?
Yeah, the current Leaf has always been a good value, but it's had a very limited range and it's been a smaller car. So it's been kind of it's a hard purchase for a lot of people, right? It's, you know, 100 miles or whatever the range number is. It's very low, probably a lot higher than that now. But this new redesign takes it and improves all the things that people were skeptical about before. It's larger. It looks better. It's a crossover now. You get more than 300 miles of range in the top form. So I think I've seen people call it the redesign of the decade. And I don't know if I want to be that dramatic about it, but I think this is a very significant step forward for this vehicle.
Yeah, we don't quite know, or maybe you do. I certainly haven't seen information on what the range will be. It has a much larger battery capacity, liquid-cooled lithium-ion battery system, 75 kilowatt hours of capacity. So pretty sizable range. I think you, as an electric vehicle driver, know that maybe the range number isn't as important as some people think it is. But talk to that a little bit.
It isn't, Jack. I think they did say above 300 miles for the 75 kilowatt pack, a kilowatt hour pack. But, you know, I think the big factor here is the price. Nissan has given us a lot of details on this vehicle, but we have no hints about the price. And I think, you know, given the tariff situation, the fact that we're going to talk about the EV tax credits here in just a moment, I think it's going to be a very precariously positioned vehicle. So I think, you know, it's going to hinge on the dollar amount.
Yeah. It's going to have good stuff, a 14.3-inch display, wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Certainly that's necessary these days. Google built in. That's kind of becoming the standard, isn't it? Google built in with Google Maps integration. So upscale kind of stuff. I mean, Nissan was a leader in the electric vehicle industry way back. You know, I remember going to Japan probably more than a decade ago to drive the original Leaf, and it's interesting how that has developed or not developed for them versus others, but we'll see what happens going forward.
Yeah, I think this is a step in the right direction for them. I mean, the Leaf is probably not going to make Nissan a front runner by any means, but definitely a better take on the market than I think the Ariya is, however you say it.
Yeah.
We'll have to see.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that doesn't know how to say Ariya. A lot of times when I look at that, I do say Ariya, and I think that's
wrong.
I don't think that's what they want us to say. But
anyway.
In any case, marketing hint. Make your names of your vehicles pronounceable pretty easily. Well, we talked about electric vehicles, and certainly electric vehicle momentum in the United States is showing signs of strain. Maybe that's putting it mildly. There's a recent study by S&P Global Mobilities that showed that EV registrations dropped 4.4% in April year over year. That's the first decline in 14 months. There are still incentives out there. The $7,500 federal EV tax credit is remaining in place, but only about 100,000 new EVs were registered in that time. That's a 6.6%. Was 6.6% of the light vehicle market. So that's down significantly from the 7.4% a year earlier. What's your take on all this, Chris?
Yeah, I think a lot of automakers are about to really find out how good their vehicles are in the market. But at the same time, I think if you look at others like Hyundai and Kia, for example, they've never been eligible for, or they recently have not been eligible for the tax credits. And they've just been applying these incentives at the dealers and still been moving a ton of EVs. So I think it'll depend on how compelling the vehicles are going forward. But I think the writing has already been on the wall, and now it's very bright that these incentives are going away.
Yeah. I mean, Tesla dropped 16%. At the same time, the market overall has been pretty strong. So certainly there is uncertainty with California and this coalition of 10 other states, I think including your home state of Maine, suing the Trump administration after it revoked the waiver that allowed California to enforce stricter emission standards. Wow, that's a mouthful, but there's a lot going on there. It seems like a hobby going on these days is suing the Trump administration over various things. There was the plan in all of these states to phase out gas-powered vehicles by 2035 and pretty onerous regulations as soon as next year or the year after that. This policy had been adopted by these states, and then the auto dealers and manufacturers said, hey, we really can't do that. The market just won't support that. I guess the previous part of the story kind of supports that idea, too. So at the same time, we're seeing legislation that's probably going to get rid of the $7,500 tax credit after just a few months, probably before the end of the year. My advice is if you're looking for an EV these days or even considering, now's the time to step up because you're probably not going to get that tax credit for much longer.
Yeah, I think that's been the deciding factor for a lot of buyers. Like I said, I think, you know, next year at this time, we'll be talking about which models have gone away or, you know, who's offering incentives and things like that. So, you know, I think it's going to be a very stressful time for a lot of people in the industry, but I'm honestly interested to see how this plays out.
Yeah, well, we'll see how these vehicles stand on their own without the federal money, without the taxpayers helping support that, and see how that turns out. One vehicle I think is going to do pretty well is the 2026 Prius. You know, maybe what's going on here is even more supportive of hybrid vehicles. And certainly when you talk about hybrids, you talk about Prius. It has a new nightshade trim, among other things, 196 horsepower now, and it's all-wheel drive models. Are you excited about the Prius?
I've always liked the Prius. I mean, let's take a step back. I've always liked parts of the Prius. The new Prius is excellent. I think Toyota's done a great job. This is another one of those blackout packages that we've talked about. That
right.
I wrote about this yesterday. The headline was another one. You know, like this is just another one of those things. People buy them, so the Toyota's going to keep making them. But the Prius was already a great car, so I don't think it's really that exciting.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens with this. I think this is largely a refresh, but priced around below $30,000, it seems like a pretty good deal. We'll see what happens going forward. When we come back, we will be road testing some pretty cool vehicles. I'm really curious about your report on the Chevrolet Trax. That's coming up, right?
It is.
And I'm driving the 2025 Toyota Sequoia TRD Off-Road 1794 Edition. We did that taking my daughter and the family for her graduation from college. So we'll talk about that when we come back. So stay with us and we'll be right back.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague. This is Jack Nerad with you, and it is road test time on America on the Road. And Chris, you were driving a vehicle that I'm really curious about. I've heard a lot of good things about it. It's one of those affordable vehicles out there. We're talking about the Chevrolet Trax. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, we talked about the Nissan Kicks in the last segment and how significant that upgrade was. I think a lot of people expected Chevrolet to discontinue the Trax, but then a couple of years ago, they came out with this all-new model that is, you know, significantly redesigned. It's larger, it's got more tech, it's more luxurious inside, but it's still got a few of those, you know, budget kind of quibbles to it. Have you driven the most recent Trax?
And I have not. It's been a long time since I've been in a Trax, which is one of the reasons I'm so curious as to your take.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, you can get into this vehicle for around $22,000. That's for the base LS trim, which is a great value in today's market. I tested the top 2RS trim, which is tied with the active trim in price. They're about $26,000. And mine had a couple of options that put it up above that. All models come with a turbocharged 1.2-liter three-cylinder engine, 137 horsepower, 162 pound-feet of torque. You get a six-speed automatic transmission with this vehicle and front-wheel drive only. Chevrolet does not offer all-wheel drive, but I am very happy to report that the six-speed automatic transmission is a regular transmission, Jack. It's not a continuously variable automatic that we so often get with these budget entry-level vehicles.
Yeah.
And it makes all the difference here. What do you think about that?
I absolutely agree. I love geared transmissions. I guess there's nothing wrong with the fuel economy you get out of a CVT, but they just often feel funny or kind of rubbery or just oddball to me in some ways. Although they're getting better, I have to admit that.
They are, but this transmission gives, you know, it's a six-speed. It's not a more advanced 10-speed or anything like that, but it does make the Trax feel a lot sharper than it would otherwise. You still don't get all-wheel drive in this vehicle, which is kind of a bummer, but I think front-wheel drive with snow tires is good enough for most people. And ask me how I know.
Yeah, Mr. Maine, right.
Yeah. This horsepower, you know, if you're looking at this, 137 horsepower, it doesn't look all that great on paper, and it isn't all that fast on the road. So I think that if you're buying this vehicle, you're focusing on comfort and fuel economy because it does have a very comfortable ride, and you get up to 32 miles per gallon on the highway. So it's pretty solid in that regard. It seats five on standard cloth upholstery. My test vehicle came with synthetic leather and cloth upholstery with heated front seats and a heated steering wheel. Jack, these front seats, they're reasonably comfortable. They've got a good amount of space, so you have good headroom and legroom. I wish Chevrolet had made them a little bit better with, a little bit more supportive with padding, but they are wide and flat. So, you know, even me with my sort of American-sized rear end, I can fit relatively comfortably. But, it, you know, keep in mind, people with bad backs, longer drives, you're going to want to test these seats out. The back seats are also very spacious, but the back bench, this is where the budget part comes into play, Jack. There's not a lot of padding. There's not a lot of shape. It's really just kind of a flat, shapeless bench. Again, if you're in a booster seat like my younger daughter is, no big deal. But longer drives, you want to maybe think about some padding there. Cargo space is actually very good, too. You get 25.6 cubic feet behind the second row and up to 54.1 with the back seats folded flat. Tech here is a strong point, Jack, and I'll get your opinion on Chevy's infotainment in just a minute. You get an 8-inch display screen standard. My tester came with an 11-inch touchscreen, and you get Chevy's latest infotainment system here with Google built-in. Jack, we just talked about Google built-in a few moments ago. What do you think about Chevy's infotainment?
I think they're doing a good job, and I think they're more than keeping up with the times. I think what we've seen is Google built-in is getting to be essentially the norm across it, like kind of state of the art, although there's some systems that don't have it that are still quite good, but it's just becoming, again, kind of the industry standard, and it works really well, and people understand how to use all the Google apps, right?
I agree. And, you know, unlike General Motors electric vehicles, the Trax still comes with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. So you really do get kind of the best of both worlds here. And you also get SiriusXM radio, Wi-Fi hotspot, OnStar. So there's a lot packed into this vehicle and also an 8-inch digital gauge cluster. On the safety side, my 2RS had all the safety tech, so blind spot monitoring, forward collision alerts, and all the rest. But even the base model comes pretty well equipped, so I don't think you're missing out here if you want to save some money. So, Jack, you know, I'm not a huge Chevy Trax fan, but I can say from an objective standpoint that it's a solid vehicle and it's a fantastic value. So I think if you're looking to save some money and get a still a good crossover, you know, this is a good choice.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's one that might be threatened actually by tariffs, depending on how that all sorts out, because it's built overseas and it is one of the more affordable vehicles out there. Probably not hugely profitable for Chevrolet. So if they're facing tariffs, maybe they just say, we don't even need this. Although they do need some entry-level vehicles, I would say.
It'll be interesting to see. You know, we all thought it was going to go away, and then it stuck around in an all-new model, so you never know what Chevy's going to do with it.
Yeah, exactly true. Well, I drove, this was a special vehicle to us because it's a vehicle that we drove for my daughter's graduation from college. We drove up from Southern California to Central California in the 2025 Toyota Sequoia TRD Off-Road 1794 Edition. So it's a long name for a long car. It's a big vehicle. It's a full-size SUV. It has rugged capability that we didn't test a whole lot driving around San Luis Obispo and that area. But certainly we did test the upscale refinement of the vehicle, which it has a lot of that. So it is a full-size SUV, as I mentioned, and it is built in San Antonio, Texas, which is kind of cool. And it has a suggested price, as I drove it, of about $85,000, $86,000. I'll run through the Sequoia lineup quickly to, you know, kind of put it in context here. The base model and probably the highest value model is the SR5 at about $62,000 that has good stuff like the hybrid powertrain and, you know, Toyota Safety Sense 2.5. Good stuff there. You go through the line, there's the Limited, that's probably a high volume vehicle, about $68,000, $69,000. Maybe that's another sweet spot in the lineup. And then we get to the 1794 edition, which of course is new for 2025. It bases at about $80,000. It shows off its Texas roots. It kind of struck me as being Toyota's answer to the King Ranch versions. It has walnut interior trim, massaging leather seats, which are nice, and some cool stuff, 20-inch wheels outside, a tow tech package that we didn't use at all. We didn't have to tow, but we certainly had a lot of people in the vehicle. This is a hybrid vehicle with a 3.5-liter twin-turbo V6 engine paired with an electric motor, 437 horsepower, 583 pound-feet of torque. That sounds like a lot of power. It has a 10-speed automatic transmission, part-time four-wheel drive. I don't know. Have you driven this vehicle? I'll give my take on the power in a second.
I have. It doesn't make it feel quick, Jack, but what I think the hybrid helps with here is making it feel sort of normal on the road. It doesn't feel as burly when you're taking off the line, so I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way to describe it, and pretty much the way I would describe it. It has enough power, but you don't feel at all like this is any kind of a performance vehicle. The vehicle I had the TRD off-road package with 18-inch alloy wheels. It had, of course, all-terrain tires as well, although they weren't noisy on the freeway, and we spent a lot of time on the 101, I can tell you that. Bilstein shocks, skid plates, locking rear diff. Fuel economy was about 20 miles per gallon observed. I have a little bit of a heavy foot. That's good. Maybe with a hybrid powertrain, some people might expect more. This isn't markedly better than, say, the Ford Expedition. Somewhat better than the Chevy Tahoe. What's your take on that, Chris?
Yeah, it is interesting. You know, people really decried when Ford moved away from the V8 for the Expedition. As you said, you get the twin turbo V6 and, you know, plenty of power and good fuel economy. So I think the same thing is true here for the Sequoia. You know, again, it doesn't make it feel quick, but, you know, you get good towing numbers out of it. So I think that's what a lot of people care about.
Yeah, it had several drive modes, sport, eco, and normal modes. It also had a terrain select system and crawl controls. So had we gone into the mountains outside San Luis Obispo, we would have been just fine. We didn't. It also has a red TRD engine start button. So that's cool. Aluminum pedals, some, you know, kind of flashy stuff inside. Some cool stuff outside as well. Let's talk about the inside. Cowboy luxe design is the way one might describe it. Leather trim seating, wood grain that we talked about, walnut, heated and ventilated seats. And it had captain's chairs in the second row, which in our instance with three daughters, three full-grown daughters these days, was a little bit of a challenge because one had to go in the back, and then we carried, I think, at the most seven passengers coming back from graduation. It's kind of a commodious car and a vehicle in a lot of ways, but maybe not as versatile or holds as much as, say, the Expedition or the Tahoe.
Yeah, I can see that. I think, you know, it really does depend on the equipment too, because, you know, the Tahoe and the Expedition are both available with a second row bench seat that gives you the right. extra, but they also come with captain's chairs in the top trims, just like the Sequoia mm-hmm. does. You know, I've talked about this on the show many times. When my children were younger, I liked having the space between them in the second row because it, you know, kind of kept them away. But now we've shifted to liking the captain's chairs because of the access you get to the third row seat, the access to the cargo space, especially, you know, we have a dog sometimes.
Yeah, no, in this instance, though, Chris, there was a console between the two. And so the access wasn't there, and the access was very good when you folded the seats down. I mean, those captain's chairs fold, boom, 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 you know, real easy. Yep. So the access to the third row was not an issue. The third row was not, you know, gigantic. This is a good vehicle overall. I'm kind of nitpicking, and certainly I like the infotainment system with a big screen. It's 12.3-inch digital cluster and a 14-inch touchscreen. All of that worked well. Had JBL speakers all over the place. It's a good vehicle, but in a lot of ways, I was kind of interested that the way it's laid out isn't necessarily as easy to use as some of the others.
It is, but it is still far ahead of where it was just a couple of years ago. You know, the redesigned Toyota kind of brought it out of the Stone Age and into 2023 or 2024. But, you know, Ford and GM and Ram, the interior of their SUVs have been more modern for a long time. So it might take Toyota a little bit to catch up.
Yeah, well, I think they did a great job, and we enjoyed it. And again, I was nitpicking a little bit. When we come back, we'll have Sean Nguyen as our expert from Pennzoil as our guest. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Summer days just got even brighter with Kohl's epic deals. Get this. You can score tees for just $5.99. Bedding for 60% off. Comfy shorts only $7.99. And so much more. You do not want to miss out. Shop Kohl's epic deals for savings on all things summer now, before it's too late. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends June 22nd. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure, This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jack and Dredd with you. And we're so glad to have, I consider Sean Nguyen a friend of the program. You've been on our program many a time. You're a lubricant specialist with Pennzoil and just so knowledgeable about lubricants, motor oil, something we all use and probably don't know a whole bunch about. Thanks so much for being with us on the show again, Sean.
Thanks for allowing me to come back, Jack. Good to talk to your audience again.
It's always great for me, and I learned so much, and I'm sure our audience learned so much when you come on the show. Let me start out just by asking kind of what's new. What's new in lubricants? What's keeping you occupied these days, and what should consumers know about what's going on with...
I guess the latest news is GF7, right? The new GF7 that was launched late March of this year, hitting the market. And, of course, the auto oil manufacturers have to start producing products that would need to meet GF7. So GF7, one of the key major factors of GF7 is covering low-speed pre-ignition. I think the previous designation was covering and protecting low-speed pre-ignition or super mega NOx in engines that we saw in small turbocharged four-cylinder gasoline engines. And what the new specification change was that they saw issues with the oil as it's being used. So the previous GF6 basically just tested the oil brand new, but it didn't qualify the oil after it was ran in the car for a while. So the new GF7 incorporates the use GF7 or the use LSPI testing on the used oil. So those are new things. Of course, added additional tighter specifications on things like timing wear chain protection, better cleanliness, sludge protection, making the specification tighter and more rigid. Thus, in a sense, for the consumer, better performance in the oil for the long run.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought all this up because I wanted to talk to you about turbocharged engines in particular. I mean, certainly we're seeing more and more of that that's becoming prevalent, and it's my sense that this stresses the oil in a way that a normally aspirated engine doesn't. Am I right, number one? And talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely, and everybody who is in the automotive industry know that. The turbo does put a lot of heat stresses on the engine, high shear because it's going through a very thin membrane or oil film through very high speeds, right? And at the same time, we know that turbo is the future because it helps you drive additional power, push more air into the combustion chamber. I think for the OEM manufacturers, it's to try to find a way to increase efficiencies, and turbo is one of the pathways to get there. And I don't see other alternative other than other mechanical means, and then we can diverge into hybrids and electrifications and all the other stuff along the way into some crazy rabbit holes if we go a little too far.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's talk a little bit more about turbos and what the consumer who probably has not had most of them, I would imagine, are getting a turbocharged engine for the first time, right? And what should they be thinking about when it comes to motor oil, when it comes to lubrication?
I think for turbocharged, for at least for the consumer, the main concern is getting the right oil for their needs, right? First, if you're a first car time car owner or a first time new car owner, the first thing is to familiarize yourself with the owner's manual, what the specifications car and what the car needs. The viscosity is the first thing. And if anything within the last 10 years, I would say, more likely the car is telling you to use either a synthetic blend or a full synthetic. And those full synthetic products out there in the marketplace from name brands like ourselves, like the Pennzoil Platinum, the Pennzoil Ultra Platinum, they're made to for the high performance, meaning they're able to resist those high extreme conditions and temperatures that a turbo put the oil into. So picking a good quality motor oil would be one of the few areas where you have to be concerned about for longevity and protection of your car's engine, which is, if you don't have an engine, you right. turn into Fred Flintstone then.
Yeah, my thought has always been, compared to engines, oil is cheap, right? I mean, I think you should go to a premium grade oil, certainly a Pennzoil premium. Walk us through that. Talk us through that a little bit, would you?
Well, on a premium product or premium synthetic, and since you mentioned platinum, so we're going to mention my favorite topic, which is Pennzoil Platinum products, right? It starts with a quality base oil that will give you the benefits. Because in a sense, I have used the analogy of making your favorite soup for years, for past 15 years. And it starts with that base stock in your soup, of good quality base stock that gives you the flavor. And for the Pennzoil Platinum product, it is based on the backbone of a base stock called what we call is GTL, gas to liquid technology. So we were able to utilize technologies that we developed for over 40 years to make a super pure synthetic GTL base oil. And this base oil gives us qualities of high temperature performance, super low temperature performance, super aeration properties, super heat conductivity to pull heat away from the system. And now we could then, as chemists, we can focus on the ingredients in that soup that we put in, which is our Pennzoil Platinum, our Pennzoil Ultra Platinum products, focusing on the specific additives or ingredients to tailor it for the regular consumer to the premium performance that we see in our NASCAR and our Indy program. And those are what the consumer get to see the benefits from the testing that we put out on the performance vehicles and in the test tracks. The consumer gets to enjoy that benefit of the learning that we get from the track at the
same time. I mean, you're starting with a very clear broth, right? Using the cooking analogy, and then you're able to engineer the ingredients without having to worry so much about what the broth tastes like to begin with, right? I mean, it's kind of a neutral setting for all the engineering you can do.
Right. But you know, I like to be able to say that our broth already had that flavor. I've mentioned some of the performance benefits of that, right? So by having some performance benefit embedded in the broth, then we can really tailor other areas, right?
And that broth is made from natural gas these days versus petroleum, right?
Right, it is natural gas. And like the analogy, I use analogy a lot, like Lego blocks, we actually built the molecules together of a homogeneous consistency and of concentration, so that it is pure of any contaminants of any other other dissolved material that may be found in crude. So by removing all those out of the system, we build it the way we want, tailored to the point where we can control the quality and the performance of the base oil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You brought up hybrid vehicles, and certainly we're seeing tons of hybrids as well as turbocharged, sometimes turbocharged engines in a hybrid system, which probably has all kinds of implications. But are there particular implications for oil in a hybrid system?
Well, what the consumers start to notice is that the hybrid systems are, of course, they have a smaller engine, right? Because most of the time they run on a battery system, either a full electric hybrid or a partial electric hybrid. But hopefully the engine turns on to a point where it is utilized and charged the battery along the way. What we're seeing is that the oil is recommended to be thinner. You see mainly the 0W16, 0W12s. And now this past year, we see the introduction of 0W8s for some of the hybrid applications. Hybrids engines has what we saw in research is issues with not being used, the engine not being used as often and thus the engine doesn't get heat, it doesn't heat up to the cycle that we would like to be able to burn off a lot of the water accumulation, the fuel accumulations. So for the consumers, I recommend that you take your hybrids once in a week, go for a weekend drive to kick that engine on, to burn it off, to allow that oil to lubricate that engine. Because if you just drive 10 miles a day every day, you do not use that engine, right? And when you don't use the engine, the oil just stays there, stays stagnant. And that could lead to issues over time.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of plug-in hybrids these days, and manufacturers tout the fact that you can go weeks, you know, potentially just doing regular driving with what you're able to get in terms of electricity into that battery and never use the engine. But engines like to be used, don't they? I mean, that's kind of a general thing about internal combustion engines.
Absolutely. You know, that's why we're worried about winterizing our engines and not letting it sit. I hear stories of people saying that, you know, I fill my gas tank in my hybrid engine and I haven't to fill it up in about 2 months. So that is great in gas economy, but is it really great for the engine? I have doubts about that.
How often should the typical consumer be changing their oil? I mean, it's a question we get all the time, and it's not easy to answer, is it?
No. You know, like my professor always says, it depends. And so it depends from the manufacturer. The same way I educate the consumer, check your oil viscosity, check the recommendation change interval. And if you put it in severe conditions, I had a class from Preventive Auto Maintenance that came visited yesterday or this week just to hear about oil. And you know, guys would talk about some of the areas where their vehicles drive and the air intake is like, it's packed, they have to hit it and all the dust comes flying out. So those severe conditions, you have to take into consideration and change your oils a little bit more often. If you're driving a lot of highway driving, then maybe you can extend it a little bit more. So be cognizant of that and talk to your service shop, you know, because if you find a good service shop, I think those guys would want to share their education of their experience of what they see. And you build a relationship, I think they can share a lot about when's the best time to change your oil. Also.
Yeah. Well, my sense is change it a little sooner rather than later versus the manufacturer's recommendation. One thing with manufacturer's recommendations, and certainly you know this, Sean, is manufacturers want to say our cost of ownership is low, so they extend intervals of a bunch of different things.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I think following shows like yourself, Jack, and learning about the engines, just following with some of the experts online, I think are very knowledgeable. I spent a lot of time just watching YouTube and just learning more about this. I was just researching, reading an old book of Time Life, book that was written in 1973, and they were talking about what the future engines look like, and they had images of cars that had propellers on it, and we're starting to see that on the internet nowadays, right? Cars that can drive on water, and we had that in the 60s and the 70s, and technology will change based on demand, but I think the need for lubrication will constantly be there for the consumer, wherever the application may be. And hopefully Pennzoil will be in that picture to help the consumer move forward in their vehicles and protect them for the life of those engines. And if I can put a plug, there is a promo right now with Pennzoil. If consumers buy 10 gallons or 10 quarts, I'm sorry, 10 quarts, they can get $30 back of my credit card back if they buy the Pennzoil Platinum, Ultra Platinum, or any Pennzoil synthetic. So it's a promo that we have right now all the way to August.
Well, Sean and Nguyen, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for your time.
Always great to talk to you.
All righty. Take care.
Stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with co-host Chris Teague. This is Jack D. Redd with you. It is listener question time. We've come to the end of the show already, Chris. It's like crazy how quickly this goes. We love to get your questions and comments, so please send them to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. And here's a question from Melwin in Stockton, California. He says this: my new SUV has a lot of new features like lane keeping and lane centering and automatic stop. I guess they're all great, but I'm wondering, is it safe to rely on driver assist features in traffic?
Well, I'll say this. I think one of the biggest mistakes that people make with the new technologies that we have available now is that we rely on them too heavily and don't rely on our own senses. So I think that advanced driver assistance features are just that. They're driver assistance features. So if you want to rely on them, that's fine, but you should always have the final stopgap measure of your own eyes and ears, and maybe even in your nose in some situations, to tell you what's going on around you. Having said that, I think Jack and I have also talked about this on the show too, is that sometimes we turn off the features that we find most disruptive or uncomfortable.
Right.
And I think that you really have to kind of find your own mix of these features of what works for you and work with that. But again, you should always be relying on your own senses as the final sort of measure.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice, Chris. Sometimes we turn them off and sometimes we just ignore them, you know, and we ignore the warnings. And then maybe you're ignoring a warning that's important when it comes up that way. And that's, I think, the difficulty in designing these systems, to warn when it's warranted, but not when it's not. And that wraps up our show for this week. Chris, always great to have you on the show. I'm so glad you're back, and glad your daughters are doing so well and out of school now.
So glad to have you. I'll try to keep my wits about me as I have children bouncing off the walls for 3 months.
Yeah, there you go. Well, my new crime novel, Only One Thing Stays the Same, is now available in ebook and paperback form at Amazon. We have links to that. If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station, of course. Let your friends know where you hear America on the Road, and we're available as a podcast, right, Chris?
Absolutely. A quick Google search for the America on the Road podcast will bring us to you on all the major platforms, Apple, Spotify, all the rest. like us, download us, leave us a review. All those things help us out, and you can take us with you wherever you go.
We'd love to be pretty much wherever you go. And we have YouTube and Rumble channels, so check those out. Please subscribe to those. Our thanks to Mercury Insurance for sponsoring the show and to our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying it. Most of all, thanks to you for listening to America on the Road. We know you have a lot of choices, so we're honored by the fact you're listening. Join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.